Allergy season will soon be here. Last summer, almost 50,000 hay fever sufferers visited their GP for a consultation lasting, on average, 7 minutes each. That equates to around 6,000 hours of GP's time taken up with appointments for hay fever. Now, more than 50% of GPs believe more Brits should be made aware that pharmacists are able to advise and treat patients on minor ailments, including allergies such as hay fever. Now, giving us some tips on how best to tackle hay fever this allergy season is ITV's Dr. Ranj Singh and also pharmacist Mac Din. Hello.
Hi, Simon.
Hello, Simon.
Now, first of all, for somebody who may be perhaps just thinking they might have something, Dr. Ranj, what is hay fever? What is happening with hay fever?
Hay fever is a seasonal allergic rhinitis. It happens on a seasonal basis. It's an allergy-based phenomenon. It's people reacting to pollen in the air, and it's rhinitis, so you get symptoms, you know, runny, itchy nose and things like that. Depending on the type of pollen you're reacting to, your symptoms may start at different times of the year. So we've got some people whose hay fever has already started. That's because we've got a predominance of tree pollens right now. Then in the summer, we have a predominance of grass pollens. That's when people really start to, you know, the symptoms start to flare up. And then towards the autumn, we see a sort of preponderance of weed pollen. So it can happen at different times of the year. The pollen is what reacts with your body and causes symptoms like a blocked stuffy nose, a runny nose, itchy eyes, sneezing. It can affect your sleep. So during the daytime, you can feel really drowsy with a lack of concentration. And for some people, it can even flare up their asthma symptoms. And it can make spring and summertime really, really miserable. And that's why treating it is actually really beneficial.
And that's quite serious if it triggers off asthma as well, isn't it?
It can be, yeah. For some people, it can really trigger their symptoms off, and they may need to step up their asthma medication. They may even need to see their doctor to try and, you know, make sure that they're getting the right treatment. But for the vast majority of people, as this research from Asda Pharmacy has shown, the vast majority of people who book in to see with their GP with hay fever symptoms, many of those, 75% of those, could be managed out in the community by their pharmacist. And as we all know, it's already very, very difficult to get an appointment with your GP because they're so busy, whereas many pharmacies, particularly supermarket pharmacies, are open 7 days a week. They're open late into the evening. You don't even need an appointment. You can just pop in and get some clinical advice and get some treatment for your hay fever.
So, Mark, are Asda all geared up for this year then?
Oh, we're geared up every year, Simon. To be fair, we find an increase around mid-March till the end of September where a number of people actually come in and access ask information around the symptoms around hay fever. And it's important to know that pharmacists have such extensive clinical knowledge and can really tailor medication around people's hay fever symptoms. What you find is there's a number of range of over-the-counter products and medicines available, and such as eye drops, steroid nasal sprays and antihistamine tablets. And speaking to your pharmacist, they can tailor that medication, and maybe if required, a combination of treatment may be required, and sometimes trying different types of treatment if appropriate would be suitable. And if that fails then, and your symptoms are really severe, then we can recommend referral back to your GP, who then would know that you've had that first line of protocol through your pharmacist, and then knows that you may need some stronger medication which is available over the available over prescription.
Is there a risk if you're already on current medications that a hay fever treatment or remedy may clash with that?
Yes, so you find that if people are suffering from other medical conditions and hay fever tablets may possibly have some interactions with that. And it's another reason why it's important to speak to your pharmacist, because they have extensive knowledge around medication, prescription-only medication and over-the-counter, and they can see which medication is actually suitable for that person, and also recommend the possible side effects, which are very rare now in new antihistamine tablets, therefore recommending the best possible treatment for those people.
And a lot of our listeners, Mike, are visually impaired, so the accessibility of these medicines is quite important as well. Is that quite easy to manage?
Yes, it is. I mean, most medications now have Braille on boxes, and again, we can speak to the pharmacy. You can speak to a pharmacist over the phone, or you can come and visit your local pharmacy. What you find is pharmacies are now actually open 7 days a week across the supermarkets, late into the evening as well. So from a person's perspective, it's extremely convenient and accessible.
Dr. Range, there are some other things that we can actually do in our day-to-day life that can minimise these symptoms, aren't there?
Absolutely. It's the three-pronged attack, as I call it. So the block, wash and trap. So by block, I mean reducing your exposure to pollen. So during the daytime, close your windows and try not to go outside. If you do go outside, avoid that peak period that's around lunchtime when pollen counts tend to be particularly high. And if you are outside, pop on a hat, pop on some wraparound sunglasses, because actually what they do is stop the pollen getting to your face and getting to your eyes and irritating you. The other thing we love to do during the summer months when the weather is great is drying our washing outside and our laundry. But remember, your sheets and your clothes will trap pollen if you do that. So if you can, dry them indoors. Same with pets, not drying them, I'm talking about. Pets will run in and out of the house and they will trap pollen on their fur. So just be aware of that. If you have had a period outside, when you come back in, if you can, shower, wash your hair, change your clothes, because all of those things will trap pollen. And the other thing to do is to physically trap pollen is to pop a little bit of petroleum jelly or Vaseline just inside your nostrils, because what happens, any pollen particles in the air that you breathe in, they get stuck there rather than going in and down the nose to cause a reaction.
Seems like a great excuse not to cut the grass.
It's a fantastic excuse not to cut the grass if you suffer from a grass pollen allergy. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. What about keeping the windows open during the summer?
Well, as lovely as it might be to air your property during the summer, it's fantastic. But just remember, that will allow pollen into your property. So if you can avoid it, try not to keep your windows open during the daytime. Particularly, the other thing I would say is if your allergies and hay fever is bad at nighttime, shut your bedroom door, shut your bedroom windows during the daytime to avoid any pollen getting in there in the first place.
Would an air purifier be of any help?
You can certainly try. There's various air purifiers out there on the market. Some of them have got filters built in and they claim to filter, you know, bacteria, viruses, pollens, allergens and things. It's worth a try. It certainly won't cause any harm.
And I suppose, Mac, if we keep using the same pharmacist, perhaps in a particular store, then the pharmacist gets to know us and our kind of medical history as well.
That's correct. What you find is a lot of people, when you give advice, they keep coming back, and whether it's for themselves or for their family members, they get to know one another and build that rapport and also understand what medication they're currently on, because you will have records of that. But most pharmacies out there do actually have access to patient summary care records. So you can access that with the patient's permission. So you can actually see what medication they're on and then recommend the most suitable product for them.
Where can we get some good advice on this then?
If you visit asda.com and search under the store locator and speak to your local pharmacy.
Great advice. Here's hoping for an easier summer this year. Dr. Ranj Singh and Mac Din, thank you very much for your advice.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.